That looking at the breakout, we already have more than 50%, not a whole lot more than 50%, already in our general budget. So we're really talking about $150,000. It doesn't seem like a big number to me. The other thing I thought I heard from Bill is we have a minimum water usage on our bill now, 2,000 gallons. I didn't realize that. So someone has you're going to get it anyway. And the other thing is, where do you have significant overall reserves? So if we have a problem, I believe at the last meeting was 7.3 months of reserves right now?
Yeah, that's in the general fund operating.
Mm-hmm. So are we making something that's really not necessary? It looks like there's going to be a lot of administrative effort to do this.
Initially, there'll be some, yeah.
So on a more personal note, Los Olas, I believe this is true, I could be wrong, has to maintain their own sewers. They are helping the city by allowing the city to use our retention ponds. So will Los Olas be exempt from this?
It wouldn't be exempt, but you would definitely get a credit, for sure.
A significant credit, I assume.
Yeah, however that's calculated, we haven't gotten to that point yet, but you're exactly right. Los Olas and Harbor Village are really the only two developments in this town that have modern stormwater systems. So therefore, you get a credit for that. Everywhere else is where it needs the help. But they're still part of the town's overall system, so therefore everyone pays something, but you definitely get a credit.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Fields. Is there anyone else? Barbara.
Barbara Davis, 4871 Selfish Drive. Yes, I think we definitely need to do this. It's high time we do this. I think that the flat rate is the way to go, keep down the legwork on our part. The credit system, I think that would be something that we could get a lot of input and write that credit system into it so that special people like Los Olas or people who already have drainage systems or people who have a lot of vacant property with retention could get a credit. And the non-ad valorem bill, the one-a-year thing to keep administration down, I would rather see it one time a year than every month. It's just easier.
Thank you, Barbara. Is there anyone else? Okay. So I'll turn to you, Mike. Did you have questions for us?
You've answered some of them, just your overall impression of this and willingness to continue forward. I don't know if you want to entertain at this point or discuss further the preference for a monthly bill versus the non-ad valorem. That'd be one thing that would be helpful to us to go forward. You want to start with that?
Would anyone like to comment? Yeah, Skip.
I'll go first. And I'm probably going to be up here by myself, but I look at this kind of two ways. I'm more inclined to the monthly, and the reason being you're looking at, you know, $18 a month. That might sound like it's petty, and then overall you're looking at $216 for the year. It all adds up to the same, but I think it's more palatable, in my opinion, for people that are struggling to a certain degree to look at $18 a month compared to getting hit with $216 plus whatever our normal ad valorem millage rate is and the taxes on their property. And I'll ask a question procedurally. So, Michael, if we, let's just say we all agree it's $18, I'm taking it to the top. That would be on everyone's bill every month unless they're getting some type of credit. But if they got a credit, and let's say it went down to $16, it would be on one time loading the information in, and then you're good for the year, correct?
It would be on the monthly bill.
Okay, yeah. I'm making sure. So as far as more administration, once it's implemented, just like implementing the yearly, there's not really a whole lot of difference. Am I correct or incorrect?
So, well, I would want to defer to our finance team on that. They're the ones that administer this utility billing. I know it's the monthly is more burdensome for them. It's just a lot harder to set up, and then it's just instead of doing it once a year, doing it 12 times a year.
Here comes the money lady.
Jerry, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Mayor and Town Council. When you do this, you have to, every property that has is developed. That doesn't necessarily mean they get a water bill. So for every single property, then we have to maintain, set up new accounts, and maintain those as well as the ones we have. So we might have, I don't know how many properties that we have that are developed but no mm-hmm. water meters. So it's just a matter, it would be burdensome for the utility billing. Because, and then, if I heard her correctly, you have to update your impervious areas. And then that would, of course, it wouldn't just be a one-time bill. We would have to update it every year, every time they did that.
Okay, so on a yearly bill, mm-hmm. what would the procedure be?
Well, the yearly bill, if we use the flat rate, it's the flat rate. But we still, like she had said, we have to go back and we won't know until they do the part two of like the impervious bill. It was the real rates as far as the real areas. But we have lots of developed property that don't get utility bills. Mm-hmm. So in other words, if you have developed property but you don't have a water meter, mm-hmm. it would be easier to just to get it on your monthly, yearly bill, because there's no administrative cost for that for us.
Okay, so let me ask this question. The three lots to the north of me, where I live, they have water meters. It can be developed. There's no developmental order in place right now for it to be developed. There's no plans for it to be developed. How would they fit into this? Would they get a utility fee?
They will get a stormwater fee, yes.
Okay. So they already have water meters that are, I'm sorry, they do not have water meters. There's lines. So every property that, whether you have a water meter or not, you will, okay, and I'm good with that. I actually had one of those questions on here and I just scribbled it through. So every lot, whether you have a water meter or not, you will get some type of bill.
Right.
For this. If you have impervious area.
Okay, if you don't, then they would not.
Right.
And that's the reason I scratched through my note. I'm trying to think of any, are we talking about a lot? I mean.
That, I don't know. I don't know.
Seriously, I'm thinking, and I'm not trying to make this difficult. I'm trying to say, let's get an easy solution and get this thing going. But I can't think of many lots that we've allowed in the town to have concrete or pavers that do not have any type of structure or permit. So, and that's a general
question.
And
I don't know how many that is. I don't.
Okay, that's good. So anyway, I'm still leaning towards a flat rate. I'm still leaning towards monthly. And if you guys change my mind, you can. It's not like I'm locked in. But I continue to hear time and time again when we get into our budget process, well, it's only another $150 a year. It's only $150. Well, there's people that still struggle with that to a certain degree. So I want to throw that out there as a statement, not as I'm planting a flag.
Question. How many water meters does Harbor Village have in the links? Do they have one or do they have 180?
They have master meters.
They have one for mm-hmm. every one of the units.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, no, not one meter for every unit. They have one meter for the complex.
So it's divided by equally by 180 owners then.
Yeah, we just read the meter for Harbor Village. Well, there's several locations in Harbor Village, but it's not like every condo owner gets a bill. That's up to the condo association.
Like with Lighthouse Village, my place, we have 31 units.
Mm-hmm.
We have one water meter,
right?
We would get one $18 bill, or
no?
We get the
that's where it goes by the ERUs. Is that right, Christina?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct. So, and this is why this is a little bit more complicated, right? Matching meters to accounts. So this becomes challenging. So what we would do is we would take all of the parcels that are associated with that meter. And we would sum up the ERUs for each of those parcels, and we would charge them all to that meter.
Okay.
So that's called a many-to-one match. So many parcels to one meter. We oftentimes have the opposite problem, where we have let's say a strip mall, for instance, where there are maybe 4 or 5 meters, and we have to take the impervious area and divide that between all the meters that are there. That's an example of the opposite, a one-to-many. So it becomes much more administratively burdensome to do those kind of matching, if that makes sense.
My $1,500 water bill is just getting ready to go up to about $2,000 a month. Basically what you're saying with the 31 units, it's 558.
Yes.
Okay.
So we would take 31 times 18.
They're going to love it when I tell them that. Okay, thanks a lot, Christina.
Bill, do you have a preference, monthly, yearly, flat?
Personally, I like, you know, to spread it out, but legitimately, like when we're doing things, we use an assessment. This is kind of like an assessment, and it's not tiered. It's a flat, but it's still, I have to tell them if they're getting an assessment. So I prefer the flat. I don't know.
You prefer flat monthly or annually?
I prefer it monthly.
Monthly. Gary?
Well, a question. When we budget for a year, for that fiscal year, when do we actually get the check from the tax department in that sequence?
Yeah, most of it comes in November and December, like when we get our property taxes. Is that correct?
So we get it in advance of
December,
our
January.
Expenses. We get that money in advance of our yearly expenses.
Yeah, usually, yeah.
So if it was on the tax bill, we would get that money. If we do it monthly, we're then getting it
monthly.
Maybe
every month,
before or after we have spent the money. So we need to have some cash early in the year because we haven't received the total amount we're supposed to receive. So the income doesn't necessarily match the outgo on a monthly basis.
Okay. And
can we live with that?
Well,
we do that with our water bill.
Okay, because I think the monthly is the more palatable for the community, as long as it's not causing us a cash flow problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
And again, quick question on that point. And Michael, I'd written down a note to hopefully circle back around. But so if we started this, and give me some dates here because I didn't recall what you said, but if we went monthly, example, and forget the timeline. We started in January, just as an example. We start collecting the $18 or whatever every month all the way through the year. If we went to put it on the tax bill, would that not have to wait until the following year calculation on taxes?
We would get it just like when we get the tax revenue in every year.
Exactly. But so my question is, are we going to start this on a tax base year, or if we went monthly, would it not allow us to start receiving that sooner to build that
reserve? I understand your question. So what you're saying is, if we went the non ad valorem assessment methodology, we couldn't send a bill until next fall. So we really couldn't what we call implement or go live the utility until next fall. That's when the first bills would be sent. But if we did it on the utility bill, we don't have that strict non ad valorem schedule. So we technically, if we got everything done, could start beginning to bill monthly much sooner next year and begin bringing in revenue. Like you're saying, January, we don't have to pass a resolution of intent. You know, we don't have to go through all of those sort of steps. I mean, there is still a lot of things to do, but we could begin the billing much sooner, I think is what your point is. So, yes.
Yeah. Monthly seems to be getting much.
Joe, one moment, just because I want to hear from you. Yeah, Joe?
Just a quick question. If you did do it on the tax bill yearly, would it be deductible on your property tax bill on your income taxes?
No.
Okay.
It is now because we're paying for that out of ad valorem taxes. But if you shift that to an assessment, it's not going to be eligible for that.
Right. And I'm hoping that you're going to give us an opinion on monthly or annually.
Christine Pierce, 66 Inlet Harbor Road. It would be really simple. All you have to do is go to Volusia County, every unit in every condo has a name and address. You make a database, you send them a bill monthly, whether they live here or not. They have to pay their taxes every year. I think it should be done monthly. Mm-hmm. Each individual should be responsible for this themselves. Like, Bill shouldn't have to collect $18 from everybody in the 31 units. It's an individual bill for an individual person. And to set up a database, all you have to do is go to Volusia County, because every unit has an address. And every parcel of land has an address, belongs to some address to somebody in the property in this town. So that would be the easiest form to bill somebody, rather than trying to figure out, okay, Las Olas has, 718 units? Trying to get that all as one bill would be phenomenal for everybody. I think it would be easier for even just the city and their accounting department to set up on QuickBooks, for heaven's sakes, a database, send them a bill, and collect it, and you can start doing this a lot sooner than next January before the next hurricane season, because we were one of the ones that were flooded. So I would really appreciate if they could get a better agreement on how they're going to collect the money. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Fields.
Steve Fields, 6 Marshall. You know, I really think if you're not going to send out a separate bill just for the stormwater. You're going to send it out as part of the bill that we get for the water, sewer, and trash, right? It's not going to be a separate bill.
If it's monthly. Well, Christina, how does it look?
That is correct. So thank you for the previous person's feedback. And you know, that is an option to just send a stormwater-only bill. The issue that we have found over time with working with lots of stormwater utilities is, unfortunately, when there isn't an enforcement mechanism, either being a lien on a property or when it's sent on an ad valorem assessment or sent on a water and sewer utility bill, we get a really much higher non-payment. So while that is sort of
Christina,
a simpler way.
Christine,
yes.
I'm sorry. When do you get it higher, monthly or once a year?
Those are pretty comparable. The higher collection rates, the highest collection rates is non-ad valorem assessment, because it goes straight to the property owner. That's your highest typically. And then the utility bill is also high. The monthly utility bill would also be high, but not as high as non-ad valorem assessment,
okay,
just because of renters and things like that can sometimes be challenging.
So I guess the question for us to consider, I'm sorry, Mr. Fields, go ahead.
Personally, I think it'd be better on the tax bill. And, you know, you still have time to put it on this year's tax bill going forward, so that you would have the money in advance, in theory. But, of course, at that point in time, you would expect the general fund would go down by that $150,000, $160,000, and I'd be real interested to see that happen. But let's see what happens. But certainly I think that one time, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me to send out a separate bill, because that's just more administrative costs. So the bottom line is, I think it's easier just to be on the tax bill and be done with it. But that's your call.
Thank you, Steve. I have a basic question. We have indicated that it would certainly be, from an administrative point of view, more burdensome to do it on a monthly basis. What are we really talking about? Could someone walk us through the difference between what it would mean to do monthly and what it would be annual? Could we just get an idea of what we're talking about? The best you can, Jerry,
The best I can without really getting into it and just thinking off the top of my head.
Uh-huh.
If we do it as a non-ad valorem on the bill, we send a list to Volusia County. They put it, how much? They put it on the bill. We have to go in to all of our accounts. The ones that we don't have, there are going to be some that don't have water meters. Skip, I don't know how many, but we have to make those accounts. We have to find out who owns them because they don't have an account with the city. We have to go in, we have to create a code and make sure everybody has the right codes to be billed on their water bill monthly. I mean, it can be done, absolutely.
Jerry, does that take some reconfiguring of the bill itself, like how it's laid out on the bill? And I mean,
No, it's just adding another charge code. So it would just be you'd have your water, your sewer, your refuse, and then it would say.
Yeah, I'm referring to like how the bills are printed out. You know,
yeah, because okay. Right now we're doing some research on getting the 8.5x11 bills because of those cards. But we're finding out that that's not going to be super cost effective either. That's going to be a lot more money to send out on a big 8.5x11. But I think the one more line would fit on there. We want to do what you think is best.
In a nutshell, though, you're saying if we do it as once a year, that's the property appraiser handles that.
That's right. It's a one time.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that you do once. If we're going to do it, we do the resolution in January of 26. And then in September, when it's time to do our TRIM compliance, we send a tax roll basically to them. And correct me if I'm wrong, Christina, of everybody. Mm-hmm. And then they, and how much it is, if it's the base rate of 12 or 18. And it's just listed as a non-valorem assessment. And then the burden is really on Volusia County to collect. Because you also have the admin time of, say we have five people, right, that don't pay, that are renters, and they don't pay good. Then we're sending out certified letters. We're sending out Public Works to turn off their water.
See, that's very interesting to me because it was a question that has been circling in my brain about enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And if we shift the burden to Volusia County, mm-hmm. and they're doing the administrative work, then the balance to not do it that way is, I think from what I'm hearing up here, is that it's simply more palatable to be paying a little bit less each month. But on balance, what is the cost to the town? And it seems significant to me. So personally, I believe it should be once a year and shift the burden to Volusia County and let them do it. And we're not, you know, things like this, we're not married to it. I think that if we find after 2 years we don't like it, we can go back to something else. But that's just my opinion, is that the burden on our staff sounds rather significant to really round up the information. So that's my thought on going annually. Go ahead, Skip.
And Mayor, so this probably to Michael. When we get our ad valorem calculations, we budget 95% because of collections. Are you going to budget this at 95% because of collections? And it starts whittling in that away. If it's monthly, then we know what's coming in. And I agree, and Mayor, I agree with you to a point, but implementing this, yes, it's some work to do, but both ways. But if we see someone is delinquent and not paying this in 2 months, three, we can cut their water off. We don't have to wait until Volusia County comes back and says, oh, well, we only budget 95% of that income because that's the way we do our ad valorem. So we lose 5% if we do it that way. So if we use history and historical, we've already lost 5% of what we're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes.
And I see Mr. Fields wishes to comment. Please come up.
I believe we uncovered that mystery of that 5% last year, didn't we, Mike? And really, that 9%, that 5% is basically the 4% if you pay in November. It's not really a 5% you're not collecting.
Okay. Are we going to give the residents a 4% discount on their utility? But see, that's what I'm saying, Steve. I mean, the money difference is still there. I can debate this with you a lot.
You can do that, but and then just play the 5% discount into the bill and assume it instead. It's easy to do the calculation. So I still think it's better at once a year. It's a lot less administrative cost. You collect the money, and it's really not a 5% discount.
And do we, does it mean that we're not allowed to move forward? Christina, is your experience if somebody doesn't pay their stormwater bill, even if it's done once a year through property, the property tax office is the municipality without ability to move forward against a resident? Do you know? I mean, it's a legal question. Maybe I shouldn't be asking you that. I apologize, Christina, but my point is that I don't think that we in any way abdicate responsibilities just because it's being administratively done. And if there is an issue, I think that we could still, if we want, ask our attorney to send out a certified letter to the resident and say, you owe us the money.
That's what I think.
But would they not also owe us the taxes? I mean, if they're delinquent on their taxes and they're delinquent on this,
That
letter also say, oh, you better pay your taxes?
I don't know. We could talk with the attorney about it. I think, Skip, I appreciate what you're saying, and I do understand it. I just feel, from what I'm hearing, from an administrative point of view, is I would like to see our staff not spend their time that way, put the burden on the county, and have it sent out once a year. But that's just how I feel, because I'm hearing it sounds as though the council would prefer monthly, and of course I'd be in the minority at this point, but does any resident wish to address monthly versus once a year? Anyone care to comment?
Well, small food for thought, since I'm weighing all of what's been said. If we do it annually on the tax bill, we get all the vacant lots, and I don't know how many vacant lots are actually in this town now, but there are some. If it's on the water bill, the vacant lots escape free. And I don't know how much difference that would be, but it's an issue. It's food for thought.
Okay, are we talking about vacant without impervious area, or just meaning there's no building? Because if it has impervious area, it's going to get a bill under either method. So
exactly.
We got to be clear.
Well, how is it going to get a bill on either method if a vacant lot is sitting there, it has a lateral, but it has no water meter?
And that's what we were talking about as part of the administrative burden that Jerry mentioned, is that those people would have to get a special stormwater-only bill. And so we don't know what that number is yet, but they would get a separate utility bill that's just for stormwater. And of course, like I mentioned, those are going to be harder to collect, but we would send them a bill.
In this town, that would almost be impossible to collect, because that property owner getting a bill for a few dollars is going to ignore it.
That's the thing.
If they don't
preferred.
Pay it, we know it within 2 months. So that's where, you know.
Are you going to spend the money on lien?
Wait, did I hear somebody? Oh, wait, Craig. One second, Mr. Fields. Yeah, Craig, come on up.
Craig Sandman, 37 Ocean Way. I'd rather have it once a year, because it's easier just to pay it once a year. Of course, I have to say that I've been married 36 years and I've never paid a bill because my wife won't let me near the checking account.
Thank you, Craig. Once a year for you. Steve, did you want to say something else?
I was just going to say, you know, at the end of the day, if someone doesn't pay the $16 or $18 for 2 months, would cost you more to lien it than it would be to not forego the loss.
Are you going to lien them if they don't pay their tax bill?
Absolutely. I don't know. I'll ask Mike question.
But my whole point, though, Steve, is people are going to pay their bills. If they're not paying their tax bill, they're not going to pay this either. So, again, I mean, it's tit for tat, and I'm not going to discuss it with you, but...
Mike, I mean, what's our history on leaning non-paid taxes?
Yeah, for the taxes? Yeah, that? I haven't been involved in any. Actually, I don't know.
I mean, is that a county requirement that has to do the lien?
That's up to the county. We do not.
Okay, I didn't know.
Does not mess with tax collections, and that's why we do the 95%, because there are a few people who get a lien from the county.
Right.
And so we just are assuming that some people won't pay. But we're the town, the municipality, is never involved in collecting that at some point.
But it doesn't mean we wouldn't be involved in collecting the stormwater utility fee if it weren't paid off the bill. Right. We could still do that. That's what I was saying, that we're not abdicating anything.
If it's our utility, it's then ours. We're responsible for collection.
Right. So we would be able to sue for that. And if non-payment becomes a lien, I don't want to start doing legal things here, but it would then be a lien most likely on the property if we were to sue and get a judgment, or they're going to pay. Okay, yes, Jerry, please.
I think I was going to ask Jerry a question. Good.
Okay, so I'll check, but I'm almost positive. If it's as a non valorem assessment on their property tax, it's just like if they don't pay their property taxes, the county places a lien on their property. So if they don't pay their storm water fee with their taxes, the county files the lien. We don't have to fill out the lien paperwork. We don't have to pay the filing fees. That takes it all off, you know, completely off of us administratively. So it saves us money there too. And Skip, I'm going to have to check. I'm almost positive that that discount that you get is only on your property taxes. The stormwater, I think, has to be paid in full. Okay. I'll check that.
Yeah. But I hear you, and I'm warming up just a little bit, but because I understand that. So what is the county's administrative cost to us? They don't do anything for free. We all know that. So if you're saying they would file the lien, and, you know, Mike, we've had a discussion before about how we budget 95%, and then hopefully down the road, years from now, we'll receive a check and we'll say, oh, okay, this was from XYZ property, didn't pay their taxes 2 or 3 years ago. How are we going to administratively keep up with that? Because on a monthly basis, we think we know what we're going to be getting. After 2 or 3 months, if Bill Milano decides he's not going to pay his stormwater utility bill, we know it's not there. So to me, it'd be a budgeting nightmare waiting to see how much we actually bring in to know what we're going to budget based on a monthly basis. At least we can make some adjustments on the fly if that.
Yeah, the first year, yeah, I would expect there to be some, you know, things like that, like you mentioned. You know, we would have a better idea going forward what our own collection rate is if we're doing this monthly.
And one last thing. So the comment was made that it'd be our responsibility to collect our stormwater utility bill. Was that not made? Did I not hear that? It wouldn't be the county's responsibility?
If it's done monthly.
If it's done monthly.
If it's done yearly, then they do it. But again, I get back. What would their fee be? I mean,
There is no fee.
I agree. Yeah. But my question is, though, if it's our responsibility and no one pays their taxes on their taxes or their stormwater utility bill fee, then it all goes into one lien against that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm with you. How do we know that? How do we know that that hadn't been paid? Currently, we budget 95% collection. What are we going to budget potentially? I know we don't know the answer right now, but my head comes up and says, okay, are we going to budget 95% of the stormwater utility to be collected also? If it is, we've lost 5% of that, and the $18 would not be enough. Just a statement.
Yeah, we typically factor non-collection into our revenue model in the final rate. So we would factor a percentage reduction for credits. We would factor in a percentage for non-collection.
So all of that would be already built in, Christine, the administrative cost,
yes.
Whether it's the county or the town. Is that understood correctly? All right.
That's right. Non-collection factor depending on what type of methodology we went with.
I'm being selfish. I'm looking at, and we Chris was saying before, if I do an 18 a month per person, I'm going to have to go back to my homeowners association and tell them I'm raising their yearly rate again or their monthly rate again. So I'm the hate symbol every year anyway when I do that. If the county's taking it over, it saves us administrative money and time, and that's why we do the 95%. I'm beginning to lean more to the county doing it rather than me having to do it and collecting it monthly because I keep raising those rates every year, and it's because of, well, we raised the water rate because Port Orange. We are electrical rate because Florida Power and Light. Everybody keeps raising things, and they're looking at their monthly going up and up and up, and this would just be another thing to raise their monthly again. So I'd like to see, as I'm leaning, I'm really turning my around because I'm looking at, I'm being selfish, but I think saving the our employees' time and frustration collecting the money, I'm beginning to feel comfortable with the county doing it and putting it on the tax bill. And also, is this a decision that has to be made right now, Christina?
No. Really, it would, you know, we just need to sort of make that decision before the January 1st deadline. Okay. So I think we can move forward with doing some of the, you know, next steps, refining the rate, finalizing the rate, and looking at where that is, moving forward with an implementation phase. And then, you know, I say in the fall, though, we really need to make that final.
Okay, thank you.
Christina, decision. Where are we at right now, or I'll ask Mike, too, is what do you need from the council at this point right now?
So we have submitted a scope to do the next phase to Mike, so I think he can maybe talk about that.
The very next step would be to, if you want to proceed forward, let us know, then we'll put this as a proposal in the next year's budget.
Well,
now phase two that she's talking about is not funded, so we would need to move forward with that in next fiscal year.
So right now, you just need to know whether there's either a consensus or...
Yeah, consensus for funding, that's really the threshold question.
Well, you have Mike? Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's the easy question.
That was easy.
I answered that real quick. Yes. I answered that early.
I could have answered that question at 2:04 after we said the pledge.
But this was very important. Christina, I want to thank you because, you know, you really were able to present in such a nice fashion something that could have been viewed as horribly complicated. So I thank you
thank
so
you.
Much for that. I really
thank
do.
You.
You know, in the questions, you could see that we were quite engaged with it all. And I want to thank Jerry, too. Yeah. Mike, other than that, what else do you need from us?
Yeah, that's really it. I think once we get into phase two, we'll be able to discuss in more detail about the level of funding. You know, I guess one thing we want to know is what are you comfortable with? You know, some people may look at this like, that's, you know, this is too much. You know, if you have a very strong opinion about that, then let us know now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's very good. And all right. Well, this is very good. Does anyone else have anything they wish to say? Anyone? Any member of the public? Council? Yes, Joe.
Christina, is it possible for you to let us know here at Ponsillet if Edgewater, New Smyrna Beach, and Ormond Beach are collecting through the county or doing it themselves? And if we learn that it's through the county, we can ask them what the pitfalls are with that and then use that information for us to facilitate.
And that's what I can also do, Joe, that triggers an excellent question in my mind, is at maybe at the next subcommittee meeting on stormwater management, I will make this an agenda item, you know, craft something that would be beneficial because the I could learn that a municipality did go with the county and for whatever reason were unhappy and they changed that. So
that's exactly right.
You know, I can get some, I think I can get some data, and that's great, Joe. Yeah.
And it, Mike, if you can send me that list, I'm happy to do some little bit of background research too, to determine who is doing non-avalorum assessment in Volusia County.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was a little hard for me to hear.
Yeah, we can actually find that, I believe.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, we do have a little bit. We know we've started to do some of that research. We know Port Orange and Lake Helen, they collected as their annual tax. Ormond and DeLand, they do it as a monthly utility. And then Jerry has some information. We've been reaching out to some people that we deal with. Some of our
New Smyrna Beach does it as just a one-time annual bill. Kim can speak for Edgewater. They do it monthly.
Yeah, Edgewater, their finance director just reached back out to me today. They do it monthly, but they wish they could do it annually on the tax bill. And Bridget's been there for, I think, over 10 years. But she said it's very hard to go that direction. Once you're monthly, it's much harder to go to the non-ad valorem annual. And Holly Hill, they reached out to me. They put it on their tax bill. So
did they state why?
I can do more research why.
That would be very helpful.
I can do more research for sure.
But thank you for doing the research you've already done. It's extremely helpful. Christina, thank you again. Really very good.
You're so welcome.
Do you have anything you want to ask us before we adjourn our meeting? You don't have anything? Anyone in the audience? Mm-hmm. Council? No. We're good. I think we're good. Thank you, everyone. This really was an excellent, you know, educational experience all around. Okay, we then are adjourned at 3:40. Thank you, Christina. Thank you, everyone, for
being
here.
Thank you, Council.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christina.
All right, bye-bye. Thanks, bye.